pork.
Pork. Pork. Pork. Pork. Pork. Pork. Pork.
Pig.
Porkin.
Pork. Pork. Pork.
Pig.
I like the pork. I want the pork.
Pork in my pool. Pork in my house. Pork in my car. Take you out for a fancy meal, then we'll pork.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, April 6, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
Blah, blah, and thank you guys so much. Your mouth sounds like shit.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for checking out episode number 176, the Monday Night Show. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback does not work, so
awesome.
Fuck us.
Woo-hoo. That's the first time it's not worked
I know.
For our show.
Since
right?
we've used it, we started using yeah. that... Fuck, like
a while
forever ago.
When
after,
we started using
we started,
live video.
We started using that right after the Keith and the Girl interview on Mixergy, because that's where I read about the attack work thing.
Mm.
And it's gone. It doesn't exist. So if you guys could email Michael Khalili and be like, hey, fix our stuff,
seriously.
I would appreciate that.
It's kind of nice.
But yeah, we got Danny on the chat with the makeup, Matt on the chat with no hat. And the live call number 406-204-4687. If you got something to say, give us a call. It's live. You know, this is a comedy show, right? We make a lot of jokes.
We try.
Now, I may have been mistaken for some words I had said. Maybe you guys thought that I was making jokes when I said this, but nay, I was not. I was absolutely serious. Fuck, I don't even know how to tell you guys this.
Just be blunt, Matt.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to be. So, I have this sickness that's been developing lately. No, it's not black jokes, but thank you, Burger. It's getting worse and worse every day that goes by. I'm afraid for my life. Not only for mine, I'm afraid for other people's lives.
Wait, do you have AIDS?
Mine?
No. No, not yet. All not right. that I know of.
Well,
guess I wouldn't
surprise.
Know. You do now. Anna Christo said it's the gay cancer. Nay, it is not the gay cancer.
That is AIDS. Actually.
Right. Although there is one, two, three, four of us. One of us in here has something nasty. I'm not going to say which one. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, but, okay, so... We make a lot of jokes on this show about how people have, like, lots of kids, and it's like, oh, hey, why don't you have one for me, and all that, and, like, it's funny, and we laugh it off, and we make a lot of jokes that is, like, Burger says I vote Matt. No, it's not me. we make a lot of jokes that it's like, you should... Just stop having them for a while, you know?
Right, stop having kids for 5 or 10 years.
Right, let everything equalize back out,
right.
Get the equilibrium back to balance.
Get those old people dead.
We need, right now we have more yin than yang.
Right.
We need equal amounts, equal parts of yin and yang. Otherwise this cake is going to come out all lopsided, and that's about where we're at right now. So we make a lot of jokes here and there about how people have lots of kids and this and that, and it's funny, and we all laugh it off, and we think nothing of it. But seriously, it's really starting to get to me, and I'm noticing it more and more every day. I don't know how much longer I will be able to hold myself back
from
kicking kids in the face. From kicking parents in their twats, from kicking
guys... No, you gotta
punch
them in the ovaries.
...in their brajones, from doing my own hysterectomies, not on myself, nay, but on other people. Every day, I'm in and out of offices, and even in my own office, it's coming to my own home base. And that's where it's worrying me the most. I'm, you know, sitting at the office today, and there's the truck pulls up with one of the girls that works there, her fiance or whatever the fuck, and they got a little baby in the seat. I'm like, oh, cool, when did you get knocked up? And she's a bigger girl and stuff, and, you know, we're like, She's like, oh, you wouldn't know because I'm big. I'm like, that was a joke.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not mine. It's my friend's kid. She has, like, six other ones. And, like, I'm like, of course she does. And I see that, and, like, instantly, wow. I felt it bubbling up, and I wanted...
Oh, there it is.
In my head, I stopped what I was doing. I jumped through the truck window. I grabbed the kid. I snapped its neck. And then I continued on with my day. Now, that was in my head.
Right.
Where it will remain.
That's what you wanted to do.
I try very hard to keep it in my head. But like I said, I don't know how much longer I can hold this back. So for your safety as well as mine and for this show's longevity, I would seriously, we're not making jokes right now. This is not the comedy part of this comedy podcast. I would appreciate it. No. I would demand it now.
You do demand
it. I do demand it now that you stop doing that before something like this happens. There's... I don't know if you've been reading the papers lately.
I haven't been.
Okay.
I just try not to because it's too depressing.
It is, and I can't help myself. I have to read. I have to see what's going on in this fucking world I live in because... As much as ignorance is bliss, I'm not a happy person, and, you know, I have to look at those things. MDS says, I remember there was a comedy part a few weeks ago. It was sometime before the purity test.
Yeah.
Sometime after I met her. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. I tell you, I ask you nicely, I plead with you. That obviously doesn't seem to work. We read more and more stories about how people are celebrating all of these births, and they're like, look, it's quintuplets. Yay, now we're on welfare.
Look,
cool. Go,
awesome. Yeah,
go team us. Go team my ovaries. So I don't know. What do you have to do to get these people to understand? We went and protested, kind of.
Right, we protested the protesters.
We did that. We fucking, we're not going to protest. We're not going to. And it just, it's every fucking day, these people. And
but
it's, what do you do? What do you do?
What can two people do, really? Just, there's just two, or, you know, three of us, four of us
we
at the moment.
Kick
what can we
some
do?
Bitches in the fucking ovaries. That's
we
what
can.
We can do.
And you know,
I don't want to come to that, though. I don't want to come to that. I want you to want to do this for the sake of the world that you're living in.
Especially lately.
You're destroying it. There's not enough room.
It's getting nicer out. So all these people with their kids are starting to bring them out into public instead of keeping them inside where they should just keep them, usually.
Right.
And I've been noticing there's got to be at least three or four kids per person.
Okay, so example, we're at the golf course. It's finally a nice sunny day. It's beautiful out finally in between the snow and the rain and the chemtrails that create the clouds that bring the fake rain. And we go to the park and there's this big, giant, beautiful open playground there with all these fucking kids. And we're like, cool, we're not going here. We're driving into the back.
Right.
Where there shouldn't be any kids. And, you know, we walk down the path and there's dog shit lining both fucking sides.
Of course, plenty of dogs there also.
Right. And we're in back of these people walking a dog with a kid strapped to him, one on a fucking leash next to the dog, one riding the fucking dog. And I'm talking a little louder than maybe I would be normally if it was just me and Braden talking, because I want them to hear that if your dog takes a dump, I'm going to take a dump, and you don't want to have to see that, and I don't want to have to see that, and you don't want to have to step in my poop, I don't want to step in your dog's poop. The kids are pooping.
Right.
And they're bringing them back where this fucking golf course is. And these discs that fly really fast and really low, they come in hot usually. Because that's
killing
how we play.
Kids.
And there's a playground right in the middle of this golf course. And it's not a real golf course, but hey, this is Montana.
And that's not even a real playground, considering the playground that they have out front where there is no golf course.
That's a real playground. But this is Montana. It's not a real state, so it doesn't matter.
No,
so
nothing's real here, actually.
The course, it wraps around the fucking, the playground. And every, let's say, three or four holes, it crisscrosses through the middle of the playground. So we're throwing right, Burger says, my dad's dog licks his own shit after he takes a shit.
Wow. Jesus.
That's awesome.
Now, if he would only eat it, we wouldn't have to worry about stepping it.
I know,
all the time.
And teach everybody else's dog to do that as well. We'd be fucking set. So,
no, you need to teach their fucking owners to pick their shit up.
Well, that never happens. And we saw when we were at the other park, there's all these things that are like, here's the doggy doo doo station.
Right.
And we have a big fucking pole with a big fucking box full of big
Tons
fucking
of
bags.
Them. They're all yours.
That's right. And nobody fucking uses them. They're like, oh, I don't want to pick up that. That's dog poop.
And
well,
not
then
only
don't
that,
have a dog, okay?
When we were falfing back there, I actually saw a bag of that full
just
of dog
there?
Shit just sitting on the ground. It's like.
Right. Well, I understand that. There's no instructions on it nowadays.
Right, he's like, oh, wait, I got the poop in the bag, now what do I do?
I know.
I guess I'll just set
it
here.
I have to read the instructions, and all it says is put the poop in the bag. It doesn't say what the fuck to do with the bag afterwards, so I guess I just leave it here. And
right, you wouldn't put it in the garbage,
guys have,
would you?
You guys have Mexicans that come and pick this up, right?
Wait.
I assume so.
We?
I think we do.
Do we?
I think we do.
I didn't know that.
So the course goes back and forth, and there's all these discs flying back and forth, and we saw our salt guy there with his girlfriend with her twins.
Like, hey, of course.
And I'm talking to him today. He's like, I didn't know there were fucking disc golf discs flying back there. One landed right next to us, and I was so mad. I'm like, look at the fucking place, dude. You wonder why there's no kids playing there? Because kids get hit back there.
Yeah.
Actually, we aim for them back there. It's a little game we like to play. You
Called
can't get mad
kids.
At us when there's a whole giant fucking course for your kids to run around in the front. Away from where we're at.
Well, not only that, it was completely obvious that people were falfing back there because there was like 50 people all throwing discs.
Yeah, and
it was crazy.
It's just, it's filled up there, and like going back to what I was saying before, I'm at work and there's that one kid, and then she's got five more, and I'm filling water in the back, and I look through the window, and all I see is like rugrats just running back, and I felt it again. I'm like, oh my god, this is not normal.
Yeah,
like this is mentally getting me very, very angry, and it's making me after what the fuck. Fuck is he doing?
He's on the phone.
Are you on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Did you not explain to him the rules of this game?
That's why I sent. It was my uncle. It was an important call.
Oh,
so
right.
Yeah, sorry.
It more important than the show,
than
of course.
Obviously. Fuck me.
Shut up.
So what was I saying?
Killing kids.
Killing fucking kids.
Killing
so yeah,
kids.
Stop having kids, or I'm gonna start killing
right.
them.
Right. And stop fucking buying dogs. Like, everyone that has at least four kids has a dog for each kid they have.
Well, you don't want your kids to get lonely.
Right, so you gotta have a dog per kid. That makes sense.
Right, and take the Dahonies, for example. They have a little podcast somewhere on
Something
the internet.
Something like that.
Something, I don't know, it's dumb.
Is that what they call it?
But they wrote into Keith and the Girl, and she's like, yeah, we didn't want to have a kid, but it happened. So then we decide to have another kid to
right.
keep that one coming.
Because that kid needs a friend, of course.
Jesus, fuck me. Turn that off. I am well distracted now.
Right.
So, as opposed to that, people aren't listening there, but they are listening in one aspect of what we've been talking about.
Which is the animal part?
Religion.
Oh, really?
People are finally starting to listen to us, and they're waking up, and they're realizing that, hey, this is fucking silly.
This is all made up shit.
You can't believe when it's convenient, when it's like, oh, this is awful and sad. Are you guys good?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you back? Are you good now?
I'm good.
All right.
Did you turn that back on?
I did.
Fuck. So,
someone's anal about.
Yeah, I am. Stuff. I'm about.
And we're perfectionists.
That's cool,
here, okay?
Your family's not like dying in the hospital, but
no,
mine's
dead.
Not,
it's
not
fine. I'm over it.
Yeah, well, I'm not over mine yet because they haven't totally kicked it yet.
Well,
but,
they're
you know,
on their way.
Well,
you know, on their way.
I'd like to know what's going on that way. So, yeah. So I'm sorry I had to
so
answer
what happened?
The phone. My uncle's being held overnight because they think he's having a heart attack.
And why would that be?
I don't know.
Perhaps because he's 200 pounds overweight and smokes all the time? That have anything
maybe,
to do with it?
Maybe, but he's still my family, so shut your fucking mouth, would you?
Do you want to talk about it?
I'll hit you if we talk about it, so no. Why?
Yes, let's talk
because about it. Because you're a total dick about it.
Why?
Because you're like, oh, who the fuck cares? It's not more important than my show, blah, 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 blah.
Well, nothing's more important than the show. I mean, obviously.
Obviously not. So.
Obviously not. You should know that by now. So, they don't listen about that, but they listen about this.
They need, you can't pick and choose. You need to just follow everything they tell you.
Well, yeah, and it's like when they're like, well, the devil made me do it. And the judge is like, no, that's impossible. Yeah. Like, well, no, do you go to church? And he's like, well, of course.
Of course I believe in God.
Of course I go to church. I mean, I don't want to go to hell.
Right. I mean, I'm
not
a sinner.
Well, then the devil maybe do it.
Yeah.
So, apparently people are kind of starting to listen. They're starting to wake up in this century and come to terms with reality a little bit. I found a little article called The End of Christian America. And I just kind of took some tidbits out of this.
Christian America?
Right. You know how America, like we, I don't know exactly how it went, but like we moved over here from Britain to escape their Catholic reign and to come over and start our new thing. We didn't want to pay taxes to the king. Right. We didn't want to go with this bullshit Catholic religion. So we came here
and then we
started the land of the free. And then it turned into the shithole we live in now, infested with children and kids.
Which is just like where we came from in the first place.
Exactly.
Wow, dude. Are
you good?
Sign language.
Jesus.
It's cool.
Fuck me.
So anyway, Christian America. Yeah. Matt?
Huh?
Snap out of it.
I'm sorry. I'm being distracted.
Are you?
The percentage of self-identified Christians has fallen 10 points in the past 2 decades. Point for us, right?
Right.
Right. Ten points. How that statistic explains who we are now and what, as a nation, we are about to become.
Something better, I hope.
Right. Something a little more educated,
something
perhaps.
Something less Christian.
Something that's not like, oh, well,
praise God.
We won't do anything to make our lives better because, hey, it's God's plan.
Right. Jesus is going to come back and he's going to fix everything.
And he'll take us to heaven, and and the dead will raise, and we'll pray.
So we can fuck up all the shit we want.
Right.
Because it don't matter.
So this guy named R. Albert Mohler Jr., president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the largest on earth, read over the document after its release in March. He was struck by a single sentence. For a believer like Mohler, a starched, unflinchingly conservative Christian, steeped in the theology of his particular province of the faith, devoted to producing ministers who will preach the inerrancy of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As the only means to eternal life. Now, he has devoted his whole life to creating these preachers that will just go and spread the word that states, if you don't believe in the gospel and in Jesus Christ, then your eternal life is non-existent. The only way to eternal life is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Of course.
Amen.
Only if you give your 10% every Sunday.
And that. Also.
That's why they preach it.
Right. So, the central news of the survey was troubling. The number of Americans who claim no religious affiliation has nearly doubled since 1990, rising from 8 to 15%.
Wow.
So, and that seems like such a low number that, like, in 1990, only 8% had no religious affiliation, which left 92%
with
that were like
kind of
right, exactly
mostly Christian,
and then they believe in all that, like you have to have a family and have kids and get married, that whole old school
go
way
to church
of living
every Sunday,
right? Your
that.
Whole goal in life is to just you go to school, you go to college, you get married, you have a job, you have kids, and then you die, and then the cycle repeats itself. But they don't usually stop with the one child, right?
They got to keep going.
Right. So they have like 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 12
or
kids.
Or 14, it's out of control.
By the time it gets to that point, it's way past the point of no return. That really hit me hard, he told this guy last week. The Northwest was never as religious, never as congregationalized as the Northeast, which was the foundation, the home base of American religion. To lose New England struck me as momentous. So that's obviously where the first colonizers, the first settlers came. It was all in the old colonies over in the East. And so obviously that's going to be the deeper founded Christian morals and
that was the base
religion,
right?
So when they're starting to lose those states where it was, you know, deeply rooted in their society and in their ancestry.
Yeah, that's where it all started at once they
got
here.
So he knows there's trouble, you know, big trouble in Little China when those states are starting to be like, you know, we've actually
stopped believing in fairy tales when I was 10.
We actually started looking into this for ourselves, and this sounds totally ridiculous. Turning the report over in his mind, Mueller posted a despairing online column on the eve of Holy Week, lamenting the decline and, by implication, the imminent fall of an America shaped and suffused by Christianity. So, we supposedly have this nice separation of church and state, but in
supposedly.
This, right.
Except so, I could pull out any bill in my wallet and it would say, in God we trust.
Exactly. You guys know all those arguments. And he's kind of saying, though, that if Christianity falls in America, America itself will fall.
Hopefully.
Because supposedly the only reason people have morals is because they're scared into them by thinking if you don't have these morals, you're going to go to hell.
Wait, do we have any morals?
Well, yeah, we do, but because we're good people, not because we're afraid.
Right.
Right. That's why would you want those kinds of followers?
But then again, are all these people people that wouldn't have any morals unless they found religion?
Well, if they're not good people, yeah. But and that was what that one guy's argument was, that it's nobody's good. You all are born with this sin. And it's like, well, no, people
choose to do that. Yeah, everyone's kind of born on an equal level.
Yeah, like it's when I see these kids, I could choose to slit their throats, but I don't. I don't because I think that if I do, I'm afraid I'll go to hell. I don't because I know that that wouldn't be a nice thing to do.
It's just
as much
wrong
as it is deserved for them and their parents. It's just not nice. So I obviously want to be a nice person sometimes, so I won't do that.
You don't need to be tricked into it.
Right. I don't do that because I'm afraid that if I do, some invisible thing is going to come down and be like, oh, you're going to hell.
Right.
I'm like, well, no, actually, I'm not because that's not real.
Right.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam. Hold, please.
Talk now.
And caller? Caller, go. Call in.
And now.
Okay. So, okay, if you guys call in the line, you actually have to talk.
Yes,
I know that might be a hard concept to understand, but you'll figure it out, I trust. So, a remarkable culture shift has taken place around us. The most basic contours of American culture have been radically altered. The so-called Judeo-Christian consensus of the last millennium has given way to postmodern, post-Christian, post-Western cultural crisis, which threatens the very heart of our culture.
Wow.
Now, whose fault is it that the very heart of our culture is based on this very flimsy fabric?
They think that's a good thing. So when they say that, they're like, oh my God, this is bad. Unlike us, that's awesome. So it all depends on your perspective.
They're taking that as if, like I said, if that crumbles, then that's it.
Then America falls?
Right.
Well, only because as of right now, everyone that's in control pretty much is believing in this also.
Right, but most of those people are 60 plus years old.
Yeah.
So we have to wait it out another, 20 years at the most?
Yeah,
let them die, and then, you know, it'll be ours. I got time.
I got
plenty of
time.
Nothing but time.
Seriously.
It's
I'm
fine.
I'm just killing time.
When Mueller and I spoke in the days after he wrote this, he had grown even gloomier. Looks like he might want a little suicide.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is a new narrative, a post-Christian narrative that is animating large portions of this society. This is not to say that the Christian God is dead. Obviously, because he's God.
Right.
I mean,
how could God be dead?
You can't kill God.
No,
he's God. Fuck.
God. You could kill his son, but it'll just come back.
Right. In 3 days later.
Right.
Which is weird. Like, why does it take you 3 days?
Yeah, what's...
Can you just...
Are you just sleeping?
Are you
Wolverine?
Lazy?
He's just, like, regenerating?
He maybe just doesn't care. Like, the rest...
Maybe.
He's like, hey,
whatever.
I got time.
Yeah. I got nothing but
eternity's
time.
A long time, son.
It's eternity, actually.
But that he is less of a force in American politics and culture than at any other time in recent memory. Christians are now making up a declining percentage of the American population. Thank you. The percentage of self-identified Christians has fallen 10 percentage points since 1990 from 86% to 76%.
10 more points to us.
Right. Thank you. So that's what, us 20
so
points,
far, or 20.
Them, whatever?
Whatever they have.
The Jewish population is 1.2%. The Muslim is 0.6%. Meanwhile, the number of people willing to describe themselves as atheist or agnostic has increased about fourfold from 1990 to 2009, from 1 million people to about 3.6 million people.
That's still not enough.
Well, no. Out of what? 6 billion people altogether?
Not even... Okay, if we had 1 billion... That would be a good start.
Right. And that would spread because they, you know, as they're having their one or two kids, because they're responsible adults on this planet, not having three or four or five or six kids, being very irresponsible with our resources, then, you know, it'll slowly spread because they will raise their children to be good because being good is the thing to do, not because if you don't, you'll burn in some fictitious made up hell.
You know, if people have a problem with, like, not having kids... Then we have another option. We can just start killing all of these people. Because people that are having kids are good people, it's fine.
Right, well, why don't we do this then? We'll say, okay, if you want to have a kid, for every child you have, that's one of your relatives or grandparents you have to kill yourself.
Right.
Make the choice.
But your grandparents are going to be gone soon anyway.
Well, right, but they usually have this long, selfish, jealous attachment that is like... Like, the people that put their parents in homes and stuff instead of seeking, like, a euthanasia doctor of some sorts, even though, obviously, it's illegal, but, you know, they don't want to live anymore, but you keep them alive because you're being selfish, because you don't want to let them go, because, you know, you have that attachment, but the sooner you can learn to let go of any of those attachments... It's just a body, you know, they'll move on. You're kind of holding them back from, like, the next stage in life. Like, if I was fucked up and on life support, I would be so fucking pissed. When I did finally die, I would come back and haunt the fuck out of you.
Oh, for sure.
For keeping me alive trapped in this fucking vegetable body.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of these Christians don't even want that option. They want to live as long as they can. Which really...
Why, though?
That what? Well, yeah, it really confuses me because they're all about how they want to go to heaven and live
with
God. So it's like, well, don't you want to get there as soon as possible if it's that amazing?
Well, yeah.
Yet you don't want to get out of here sooner?
As I learned and believed that there was a thing called heaven, I would have been like off the next fucking cliff.
Yeah, why am I here?
Heaven, fuck this place, dude. I'm going to heaven. Fuck y'all.
Why are we all here? Why don't we just go there?
You know what? It's almost like they're not sure.
They don't really know if I die,
I might go to heaven, but there's always that hint in the back of their mind that's like, well, what if there is nothing after
no matter
that?
How much they believe
but
in
then
God.
That's not belief then don't you think you're omnipotent
God? Well, they're hiding
God?
It from themselves.
But you can't hide from God then if you think that. Don't you think that God will detect that little hint of non-faith and be like, well, you kind of believe, but not all the way, hell.
Well, they do their best, then.
Well, that's not good enough.
To get a ticket
that
to
is
heaven.
Not good enough.
Yeah, tickets are sold out. I am sorry. You'll
have
to go to hell.
Many conservative Christians believe they have lost the battles over issues such as abortion. Thank you. Take a bow.
Hallelujah.
School prayer and even same-sex marriage. That one's for you, bud.
Pound it.
Pound that shit. And that the country has now entered a post-Christian phase. So... Congratulations, guys.
Slowly, to us.
A little bit by little, we are making a difference here. People are starting to open their eyes and, you know, taking what is said for some truth. And even if you don't believe it because we're telling you to, look into it for yourselves.
Yeah.
Look at it. Like, fucking...
Like, don't just take our word for it. Just look into it and actually think about both sides.
Be like,
don't
does
just
that make,
buy into one.
Does that make any kind of sense at all?
Yeah, like, seriously, read into it.
Yeah, and it's even nowadays, it's turned into such a fucking business. It's that more than anything
else.
Yeah,
it really is just a business. Honestly, just a way to make money.
It's dumb. It's all effed. So, I don't know. I just thought that was nice that we are making a little bit of a change, even though it's...
Good to see.
It's not much, but it is. And it's... The more it happens, the more people will see it, and the more people will be like, you know what? That is fucking stupid.
I kind of have even been noticing it just locally, how more and more people are starting to, like...
Saw it when we were out there with the abortion protesters, people. Like, a lot of the people, if you watch those videos on thejaml.com/YouTube, you would hear cars honking. Most of those people honking were giving them the finger, not waving. And the ones that were waving were so old and shouldn't have been driving in the first place.
Right.
But they were just waving. They didn't know what the fuck they were waving at. They didn't see that our sign said, these people are crazy. They're like, oh, look, honey, abortion. They had no fucking idea what the fuck they were waving at.
But the ones driving by with their middle fingers sticking out, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They knew exactly what the fuck was going on.
And so, I loved how when you were talking to them, all the questions you asked them, they didn't really answer.
No,
they
really
didn't
answer
the question.
That's
they
because,
gave you an answer, but it wasn't an answer to your question.
That's because they're just here to pray.
Right, we're just here,
we're just
to,
here
pray.
To stop abortion. Well, why? Well, because we're here
because
to stop
because
abortion.
It's wrong. But why is it wrong?
We have no idea why it's wrong.
Right, because they were just brainwashed to believe it was wrong with no reason behind it, so they're just like,
we're just here to pray.
Yeah, we're just here to pray. I don't really know. I just, you know, pray. Just let's all just pray.
Okay, so speaking of the church and how you guys are all supposed to get married and stuff, lots of people my age are married or getting married. Lots of people my age have been married and have gotten divorced.
Right. I heard like the average age of your first marriage, 13. Your second or third or whatever,
13.
Was 19.
I heard it was 13.
Wow. Maybe
so,
not. I don't think in this country.
What? We're going to give you guys a little helpful advice here. If you are married, listen up. And if not, listen up anyway, because this will come in handy at a future date. And if you're smart, you will just not get married because you don't need the state to be like, hey, you have to be together forever.
Ever.
So, did you know how to masturbate in bed while your wife is asleep next to you?
No,
there is actually a way to do it.
I'm sure. If I had a wife, I probably would have figured it out by
fucking
trial
a.
And
if you
error.
If you don't have a wife, you can practice this. Maybe wait till your mom goes to bed, crawl in bed next to her, and practice it. If you get good at it, you can do this without waking her up. You know you're ready for when you do have a wife. You'll be fucking Navy SEAL at this
shit. I don't know.
Shit.
I might just wait until I have a wife to try that on.
At some point during a marriage, every man will endure a sexual drought. It's usually the days following the honeymoon.
And
continuing
after.
On until he has his first affair.
Right.
Which will happen
or
2 to 3 weeks after said honeymoon.
At
usually.
Least. Two or three weeks?
If he's got game.
Come on. I give him a little more than that.
You have more faith in humanity than I do, my friend.
No, it's just...
You know why that is?
Why?
Because you're 18 and I'm 28. That's why that is.
No, it's because...
I give you 10 more years on this planet and you'll be like, fuck everything.
No, I'm already like that.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you say longer than that. I say,
no,
nah.
I say longer than that because I'm sure they fuck more than 3 weeks after their marriage. Like, I give them three or four months of being married, and then they're both cheating on each other.
I give it. The dude's up there saying his vows, slipping the fucking maid, her of honor, his fucking phone number. Like, call me.
No, because the people that are getting married aren't like us, and they actually think that they will be with this person forever, and they will keep having sex
somehow.
Well, then
if they think that, why are they getting married? They get married because they're insecure about it, and they need a piece of paper that's going to say, hey, if you actually ever cheat on me, I'm taking all your shit.
No, I think
and
it's
if you
more...
want to leave me, it's going to be a big to-do.
I think maybe that's part of it, but still most of it is the brainwash part that once you get older,
well, it's the
that's
tradition.
The next thing you got to do. That's
it's the
next
tradition.
Step.
Why do you get married in a church? It's that whole
right,
tradition
that's what you
part
do.
Of it. Why do you get married in the first place? That's it's
because it's tradition.
It's I know, and I understand we have to remember and practice certain traditions, but certain ones, like, we need to keep evolving. Like,
right.
If we keep being stuck in the same circular fucking bullshit, we're just gonna chase our tails until we all die.
Yeah,
and then, cool, how far did we get? Well, we managed to get 6 billion people on this earth at the same time, and then everything went pop.
Right.
Like, cool, guys, congrats.
What an accomplishment.
I know. Yay.
Yay,
yay
go
us. Yay
wow.
us. These droughts are typically caused by pregnancy,
right.
Newborns. Huh.
Huh.
Really?
Really?
What got her knocked up in the first place? I swear it wasn't me. I had a hysterectomy,
right.
That cheating slut.
Fucking bitch.
These droughts are typically caused by pregnancy, newborns, weight gain. You know...
Weight when gain would be a big one.
I've seen that happen a couple times in a couple relationships I was in that lasted longer than a year. Uh-huh. Once the girl settles down and gets comfortable, she starts putting on weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know why that is?
Because she's comfortable.
Because she knows she doesn't give a fuck anymore. She's like, I got this.
That's why when everyone gets married, they do the same thing. Now that we're married and you're stuck with me forever, I don't have to try and look good anymore.
That's fine. Just know that, hey, maybe that's why we're out cheating on you, because you quit giving a fuck and you got fat. Like, I didn't fall in love with this fat pig. I fell in love with this hot, sexy chick. Where did she go?
That's why all the marriages fall apart right there, is because they give a fuck, and then they get married, and then they get lazy, and then they don't care anymore.
And you notice all of the people around this town, and I'm sure it's the same wherever you guys are listening from, Liv, but all the people that are in families, the guy is putting on a little bit of weight, but the wife is dumpy as fuck.
Well, yeah.
She waddles. She's got the fucking waddle,
waddle. Well, she throws her weight into each leg.
It's almost the same thing as when me and you started being together, because you kept trying to impress me, and then after we got together, you were like, I don't have to impress you anymore because I have you.
Can you take the dick out of your mouth? You're talking funny.
Yeah, I would love to, but you know. You understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
because
you
totally stopped trying to impress me. Because you finally have me. So they're doing the same thing by gaining weight and shit.
Well, yeah, and everybody does that. It's like, it's your mess. You put your best foot forward. Patrice said it best. Whenever she goes into certain social situations, she sends her, her ambassador of sorts. Like, that's not the real me. That's my ambassador. That's the me I send out to these public gatherings and stuff. You don't see the real me till after you're comfortable, because you have to be comfortable with the person.
You make yourself
first.
All perfect for them until they're okay with you.
Once you can go in the bathroom in the morning and just pee normally because you're not trying to squeeze farts up your butthole because you don't want her to hear it, like, then you're comfortable. You'll notice after you start doing that, she might put on 5 or 10 pounds, which is fine, but it better stop at, 5 or 10 pounds, preferably 5.
Wait, how much did she weigh before?
I know. I have a chart. I'll show you guys later.
Keeping track.
Yeah. It should look the opposite to what you want your stock chart to look like. You want that to go up. This one, you actually want it to go down.
Right. And they should be about even, but just flip it upside
down. I like to level it out at an even buck.
Right.
Just right there. Right baseline. There. 100.
It's nice and simple.
Fucking A. But yeah, and I'm sure the childbirth has a lot to do with it.
It's no fun anymore.
Well, no, I'm saying after they have the kid, then they're like, well, I'm probably going to have another one, so I'll get back into shape then. And it's always easy to be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. You'll do it tomorrow. Of course I'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow, then I'll do it tomorrow, you know? So
I just kind of got caught in a paradox, I think.
Did your mind just get blown?
All married couples
don't fuck.
Glad
to see something in this house is getting blown. Oh, come on!
Wow.
That's why we brought your brother on today.
Wow.
Go ahead. What?
I totally forgot I was going to say.
I know.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Something about a paradox.
Right. I totally forgot.
A pair of socks?
Everyone gets married.
Have you seen my pair of socks? They're holy.
So everyone's getting married and they stop fucking, right?
Usually, yeah.
Well, then how are they having all these kids if they're not fucking anymore?
Well, they're fucking. They're just not fucking each other. Like, if you DNA tested half of the families in this place, like...
Yeah, but that still doesn't make sense.
If you matched up the results, you'd be playing, like, connect the dots. Like, this kid goes over here, and this wife has to come over here, and this father has to go over here. Like, families are all intermixed.
What about the people that have, like, 3-plus kids? I mean, the dude's going to be like, okay... That one kid I know is mine because we fucked before we got married, and then we got married, we stopped fucking. Where did these other 2 fucking kids come from?
They fuck on birthdays.
Right.
Valentine's Day.
Right, that's it.
If you notice,
holidays.
Your kids were born 9 months after your birthday.
Right.
That's why that is.
That's always close anyway.
Right. So, right, pregnancy, newborns, weight gain, a demanding work schedule, or a host of other ridiculous reasons. No matter what the symptoms are, during a time of sexual drought, a married man is consistently denied permission to screw his partner for days, weeks, months, or the rest of his poor, pitiful life. Right.
Which leaves him no other choice.
Either cheat or...
Masturbate
while your wife is asleep right. in the bed next to you. Right.
Because she'll get mad at you if she catches you masturbating.
Or you always have choice C, which is our old friend chloroform, which right. while she falls asleep, you just kind of put it on her pillow, and then you wait till you hear her totally out, and then you can just do whatever you want to her.
Or your old friend rape.
Right. My good friend.
Your close friend.
Rape. Rope and rape.
Right. I'll go
they
get
go
the
hand
rope.
In hand.
Yeah. They're kind of brother and sister.
Then you can do whatever, and she wakes up the next morning, and she's like, man, my ass is hurt. And you're like, huh? I don't know.
Really? I slept awesome.
You might want to go get that checked out, honey. Yeah. Honey, what'd who you... I fucking despise for taking away. My manhood and my life. As a result,
hey, honey, can I have my balls back, please?
Shit, they're packed up somewhere. I think they're in with the Christmas stuff.
Right, we'll have to get them
out.
Ornaments.
We'll have to get them out next year when we celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, when Christmas rolls around, I give them back to you for an hour.
Right, by giving us ourselves presents and hanging out with family that we fucking hate.
Right.
As a result, I'm married.
What's that have to do with Jesus? I forget.
Nothing.
Huh.
That's just what we do.
Weird.
Because we have to. As a result...
Oh, right, because it's tradition.
Right.
Right.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Just checking. As a result... how many mice have I broke from throwing them at you?
What? One.
I got a pile of them down here.
Pile.
As a result, a married man will typically resort to online pornography, also our good friend, and masturbation. This is usually done after the wife goes to bed in a room such as her bedroom.
Because it's definitely not yours.
That's right. The home's den to keep away from intruders. However, there are some men incapable of getting a good night's rest without the simple pleasures of a climax in bed. This guy right here. If I can't get one off before I go to bed, I'm not going to bed. That's
really?
How it
is
goes.
Is that why you keep waking up after a few hours?
It might be. It's like I have to...
Well, he even does that when he does get off before he goes to bed.
I'll do it while I'm asleep. I'll be like, try, and she's like, God, go. I'm like, what? Why are you waking me up? I don't want to do it right now. I'm trying to sleep. I actually have to work in the morning. I have to support this family structure.
I just... ignore him and pull back over.
But it's like when I used to do pills. Sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and I wasn't like having withdrawals, but I'd be like, man, that sounds really good right now. It's like you just gotta wake up and jerk it sometimes.
Right.
It's like sometimes you just gotta jerk it, or if you're lucky, you'll have a nice long commute to work and you can just jerk it on the way to work.
Can you jerk it by the time you leave
here
and get to work?
Fuck yeah.
How many times have you done that?
Like, how many times can I jerk it before I get to work?
No, how many different
like twice.
Times?
Wait, what?
How many
I don't
times
understand.
Have you,
what are you asking
How many
me?
Times have you jerked it on your way to work from here?
I can jerk it twice from here to my job.
But how many times have you actually done that?
Every day.
What?
Whatever. What are you, I don't understand your question.
Whatever.
Rephrase your question better. Ask better questions. This is usually
understand
done.
Them better. How about that?
Well, speak English. However,
no, English.
There are some men incapable of getting a good night's rest right without doing it. Right. For these men, I've provided the following tips on how to jerk off in bed next to your sleeping wife, ellipsis, without getting caught.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Step one. This All is right. a 11-step process.
Oh, God.
Step one, plant your cleanup device somewhere near you before going to bed. Or if you're like me, you just use her hair. It's fine. She'll wash it in the morning anyway. She showers anyway.
It's like conditioner, really.
It's like jerking it into a sock. She's going to eventually do the laundry and wash that sock.
I know.
It's just maybe she washes her hair a little more often than she does laundry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because she's a lazy bitch. I mean,
she
that's
won't
why,
even notice.
That's why you're not fucking her. You're fucking your hand.
Yeah.
Because she's a lazy bitch.
What else is all that hair for anyway? Why
it's not
do you
to
have
hold
it so-
on to while we're fucking because
we're
not fucking. We're
not fucking.
We're
so
married.
Guess,
we don't fuck anymore.
So I guess I can wipe my... I can use
I
it as a cum rag now.
By planting a sock or some old underwear, if you wear them near your position in bed, you limit the amount of movement necessary during the post-masturbatorial stage. Hiding a sock...
That's why I have a Tempur-Pedic bed.
Hiding the sock under the pillow is usually bulletproof. Until she's like, what's this? And there's like a That's, sock with a two eyes on it and a little blonde wig.
And a mouth.
Kind of looks like her sister. It's like, honey, what's
huh?
this?
That's my sock... puppet
for my sock puppet show the kids
right
it's
for the
charity,
kids
for
the charity thing,
for
the kids
it's for that church thing
right
I was rehearsing my
for
stand
my
up
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's exactly what it was.
Don't worry about it. Don't be nosy.
So this is a lot of what's that called? Premeditation.
Right.
Here.
You gotta plan.
Right.
The
you
shit
can't
out.
Pull the old it's not what you look well, it's not what it looks like when there's like the fucking sock under the bed, the lube is under the mattress,
right.
The other thing is like in her ass.
The
just
porn
hiding.
Mag is in between the mattresses.
Right.
It's like, no, you're definitely doing it.
In my fucking pillowcase. step two, encourage your wife's correct head placement on the pillow. This is important.
Okay.
This is a precautionary measure. If she doesn't have correct head placement, you're going to go for the sock right before you're about to just bust loads all over the place, and she's going to fucking wake up to a mouthful of jizz,
right.
And then you have some explaining to do, you know? You can't, I mean, if she was cool with that, we wouldn't be in this, having this talk in the first place.
Right, because you'd just be fucking her.
Exactly. Like,
why can't we just do that, please?
Why can't you just be fucking?
Yeah, why can't you just have sex? I thought sex was fun.
Hey, Brayden, remember when sex was fun?
I do. I believe it's still fun. Oh, wait.
Sex was fun before you put on 35 pounds.
Right.
Now it's disgusting.
And every morning I hear you shitting in the
and
bathroom.
And it makes me
that
nauseous.
Makes me hot.
I can't even get erect anymore. No, it's not ED. It's you being a fat fuck.
It's you being ugly.
I don't have a hard time getting it up when I'm by myself, bitch.
Right. I do
it's
just
not,
fine
is,
when I pull
this
up.
This is one of those cases where it's not me, it's you.
It is you.
It is actually you.
I don't need Viagra because there's something wrong with my dick. I need it because there's something wrong with you.
Right, and your twat stinks.
Right, and it's not very tight anymore.
Right. Before your wife falls asleep, try to encourage her to sleep with her face away from the middle of the bed.
Check.
Not only because her breath probably stinks she's, you know, 40-something years old and drinks coffee fucking four times a day, and that's nasty.
Or alcohol by
right.
that point, probably.
Exactly, and she doesn't brush her teeth fucking ever because she got lazy because, you know, I gotta brush the kids' teeth, and then we have two dogs, and I have to brush their teeth, obviously.
Right, obviously.
You know, we don't want another dentist bill.
Not that anyone actually takes care of their animals.
Exactly. If she is looking away, this gives you a few extra moments to shut down shop if for some reason she wakes up.
Right.
AKA,
you gotta have an emergency exit.
Abort.
Yeah. Where's the right. abort button?
It's right here. Monitor breathing habits. This is step three. This is important. Monitor breathing habits to ensure your wife is in REM sleep. Shiny, happy people
right.
holding hands.
Hopefully you have a wife that
snores, is that REM?
Which she probably does by that point. Wait, what?
Was that REM?
What?
Shiny Happy People?
I think so.
Okay.
Just I forget. I haven't listened to REM.
Michael Stipe, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, good. Once you believe your wife is asleep, try to ensure she's in REM sleep by checking her breathing pattern for 5 to 10 minutes. You almost need, like, a fucking one of those sleep test things. You, like, wait till she starts snoring and then hook up the monitor and shit, and then you have that rigged up to some other contraption, some Rube Goldberg device that, like, trips a fucking wire that trips a marble that comes down. And,
right,
like,
as soon as, like, her eye flinches.
Right, and then a finger comes down and taps you on the shoulder. You're like, oh, abort, abort. Fucking put it all away and shit.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's the invention of the fleshlight, right?
I believe so.
Regular deep breaths, often through the nostril and out through the mouth. The inability to determine when your wife is in REM sleep is the most common pitfall for bed masturbators.
That's, though, if you do have a wife that snores, that is a plus at
okay,
that time.
I totally overlooked this whole thing. If you're the man of the house, why are you worried about if she knows you're jerking it anyway? I'd be like, bitch, I'm going in the room. I'm going in the man's room, and I'm going to go jerk it to pictures of your sister.
No, you forgot about
the... Because she actually did put on 30 pounds.
You forgot
cow.
About the part where she has your balls now because you're married.
Oh, right. So when she's asleep, you have to grab your balls, put them back so you can actually jerk it
And if
properly.
She wakes up, she knows
you
you're jerking
put...
it because her, your balls
she's like,
aren't there.
Honey,
where, is his
where are the balls?
Where are your balls?
Where are your balls? They're not in your...
They're not where they should... What are you doing with your balls?
Okay, I understand now. How did she get the balls in the first place? I'm puzzled by that. Like, the pussy ain't that golden, is it?
No, I don't think
you're,
so.
I mean, if it is, you're not using it. Right. Unless she's like, honey, are you ready to have sex? And you're like, yes, honey. And she's yes. like, here are your balls.
All you right, here you go.
You may go reattach them.
I'll be here when you're
Peter's
ready.
Peter's like, oh, that's where that went. Peter, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, that's where those go.
Oh, fuck. All right, number four. Give a cough check. We've all done this, right? Honey, you asleep? All right.
Fucking jerk.
Grab the balls.
Jerk
grab
fest
the lube,
2000.
Grab, we are all systems
Time
go.
To go.
Before diving into full-on masturbation, full masturbation that actually goes
that's like
this.
That's like that.
Right. Full masturbation. Full be sure to give one last cough check. I actually would assume you would just give cough checks throughout.
Right.
And it depends. Are you using lube? Because lube makes noise. It has a little...
Yeah, it kind of does.
Right,
well,
so that might
I
didn't
hear it when you're out here jerking in his chair.
Well, yeah, that's because I'm rocking. I'm like, right. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, just jizzed in my pants.
And all over the keyboard.
Because I make it known. I'm like, hey, I'll be out here jerking it if you need me. I'll be out here jerking it, not in there fucking you if you need me.
Now, if you guys were
let
married,
you know, right,
he would be doing
because
this.
I would have to go in there and get my balls
right,
to come in here
you.
And jerk it. And in which case, she would have one of these, like, the
right.
balls would actually go in here. So, like, try to take your balls when they're in there.
Yeah.
Oh
God!
What were you doing? I'm sorry, I was just making
sure they were okay.
I was just looking at them.
Yeah,
I forgot what my balls looked like.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure they were still clean.
Right. Now, we're not responsible if your wife has some sort of high-tech surveillance system on
right.
your balls or some sort of tripwire alarm or some sort of laser
that
thing.
That is out of our hands.
You
that
need
is
to
up
call
to
up George Clooney and that little Chinese dude to go break into the safe and get your balls back. Because
yeah.
I
you better go
nothing.
Get Ocean's 11 on that one.
Exactly. Because I have nothing to
or,
do with
or
that.
Or 12 or 13.
So one last cough check. This is essentially a microphone check. Check one, check two. Your own version of the test 1, 2,
testies,
3.
Testies, 1, 2, 3.
Whoa, 3. The cough check is a mild-mannered yet aggressive cough, which is performed to finalize the determination of your wife's sleep status. Status? Go. this check is both vocal and physical. Now, when you cough, you want to actually give her a little nudge. You want to be like...
or, like, shake the bed a little bit.
Right, exactly.
So she moves.
Maybe start, you
yeah,
know,
like,
with the up and down motion. So
yeah.
if she starts waking up, she's like, are you jerking? And you're like, no, I'm just finding my spot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get comfortable. I keep waking up.
This damn bed.
It's
you need one of those beds.
We need one of those Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Right, that you can put the wine on and then jump
yeah.
up and down next
See,
to
See, then
it.
She would never know. As long
never.
As there's no sound.
As long as there's no bell
right.
around the balls. Right.
right, and as long as your lube is silent.
Some women react to noises while others react to movement. Now, you should be secure enough in your relationship that you know which one your woman is.
Right.
Especially if you give her ownership of said balls.
Well, she kind of just takes ownership. You don't
well,
really
Well, right,
it
but
to
you
her.
Should know that when it gets to that point, is she a vocal waker-upper
right.
or is she a physical waker-upper?
Well, by that time, you've probably, you
you've
know,
probably
woke
lost
her up a couple times.
All fucking want to do this anyway.
Right.
Like,
you don't even have any sexual desires
no,
left.
No, no
desire.
She's
just a fucking succubus to suck
you
the
life
out.
You barely have the will to live.
Right.
Let alone to go through 11 steps just to bust a nut.
Yeah.
That to balls that you don't even have anymore.
It's like,
so.
I'm so numb all the time, I can't even feel it. I don't even get hard
the
anymore.
The only reason I haven't killed you yet is because I don't want to raise those kids.
Right.
That is it.
And I'm too fucking lazy, honestly.
Exactly.
I just drift through life.
If there is no response to the cough check, move on to sleep, or step number 5. If there's a slight reaction, such as a stutter in breathing, she clutches the balls tighter. Now,
right.
you will
like,
still
ooh.
Feel the balls, even though they're not
right.
attached. You'll
she
feel
has
her.
Them. Yeah.
Right. And if you fuck up, she could squeeze those
yeah.
balls.
Well, that's why she takes them.
Exactly.
Because when you fuck up,
it's
she...
like a choke chain.
Right. Shock collar.
Exactly.
Something
shock
like that.
Collar. The proverbial shock collar.
Yes.
If there's slight reaction,
for married couples.
Right, go back to step 2. If
right.
she responds strongly with a head position change or a complete change in breathing habits, you might want to roll into the bathroom and do it in there.
Well, why don't you just do it in there in the first place?
Because
why don't you just
you
go...
don't want to have to get up and disturb her
right.
going to the bathroom to get rid of, you know, the toilet paper or whatever.
Right.
Right.
You want to just be able to do everything you need to do without having to move.
Okay, so
Got
step
it.
5. Arrange your sheets and blanket at knee level. Okay?
Check.
Moving all coverings to the knee level drastically reduces the chances of waking up your wife.
Why is that?
It might seem like masturbating with a sheet or blanket over you is excellent protection from being noticed, when in reality, bed coverings increase your chances for irregular blanket movement. So,
right, because she has them on her also.
Right, you guys are both under the blanket, you're under there jerking it, you're moving the blanket, she knows something's up.
See, if it's down further and it covers her,
right, you're going under it, but the blanket's not moving.
Right.
Sneaky.
These guys,
fucking A, someone's been married miserably for many
years. And the only reason why this exists is because someone actually needed this information.
Right, someone's like, you know, I can't be the only guy who's lost his butt or his balls to some fucking succubus.
Yeah, it was probably written by a dude that lost his balls from a marriage. And through trial and error, he figured out the best way to jerk it in bed.
Exactly.
So he's like, you know what? I'm going to do all you dudes a solid that fucked up like me. I'm actually going to help you out.
It started out as 20 steps, and all the guys, like, read and revise it. Yeah. Now we've got these 11 perfect steps.
The fucking perfect steps.
Oh, okay, so bed coverings, right. Irregular blanket movement is like screaming, I'm jerking off right next to you. I'm jerking off right next to you!
Okay. Have fun.
In your wife's ear. Once arranged below the knee, you now have the green light. And as we learned before, green means
go.
Right.
Wait, yes.
Yes.
Right.
Step 6. Avoid lubricants.
Right. Unless it's loud.
Now, what I used to do is just spit, like, and then once that dried up, you just spit again.
Right.
Your mouth is actually constantly producing a fresh deposit of lubrication.
Depending on how much weed you smoked previously.
Right. Also, so if you want to jerk it before bed and use your spit as lube, you're going to want to smoke weed afterwards.
Right.
Because I don't know if you know this or not, but trying to jerk it when you have cotton mouth and you're trying to spit for lube, it makes
work.
It stickier.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
actually
super sticky.
It's like taking maple syrup or glue, pouring that in your hand, and trying to jerk it with glue before the glue dries.
See how much.
And
how
then
much
your
fun
hand
is
stuck to your dick.
That would be an awesome game. See if you can come before the super glue dries.
I got fuck.
Oh, God, I almost made it. Fuck.
Lubricants can be loud, and see, that's what I was saying. They make that noise. See, I know. They can be loud and should always be avoided if possible. The random squishy sound is a huge risk to pulling off bed masturbation.
Right.
Number 7, slow and steady wins the race, huh? Don't get excited.
Suspect says jerk it with your tears. You can also use those.
Also, because obviously if you're at this point in your life, you will have done a lot of crying.
Right.
So you could also maybe bottle those tears up and put them in a Visine bottle and then just squirt those as needed.
Word.
Yeah.
That's
and that
bigger.
Will actually make you come faster because they're tears.
Right.
And the tears get in there, they condition the skin, they get into the nerve endings. And then, see, Dr. Drew told me that once.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the salt in it?
It's just the sheer dismay and just utter sadness.
Oh, that's
that
what it
produces
is. And he's
the
like,
tears.
Yeah, it gets me
yeah,
going.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck.
It just gets you off like no other.
I love it.
So, slow and steady wins the race. Don't get too excited. By keeping your rhythm slow and steady, you not only reduce the chances of your wife waking up, but you also achieve maximum benefits. Prolonging the masturbation session increases stimulation and improves climax. Now, are you worried about that at this point in your life?
Yeah, you just want to get off.
You're like a Navy SEAL. You want to get in, get out.
Right, just get
and
it done.
Undetected.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just want it over with.
Right. So prolonging, don't worry about how long it takes. As long as you keep it slow and steady, she'll never wake up. So, and that, I don't know, that sucks that, like, you're up all night. You're going to work tired all day. You're dragging ass. You're like, man, what happened to you late night? You're like, man, I was jerking it all fucking night.
I know, trying not to wake my wife up.
I mean, like, dude, me too.
Wow.
I got these tears, man. You should try this.
It's fucking awesome. Also, a fucking wicked bad meth habit also helps.
Also helps.
So.
Or you could just get a wicked bad pill habit, and then you'll just never worry about jerking it again.
True.
Because, hey, you could jerk it all night. You ain't going to come.
No,
I
that's
mean, who are we kidding?
You probably ain't peeing either anymore.
That's hard, isn't it?
It is really hard. It's almost a little game I like to play every time I go to the bathroom. It's great.
You almost need to, like, get a finger up the ass to, right. like, loosen you it all gotta, up. Like, you're like, oh, it. Now I'm peeing.
Yeah, you, like, gotta just get some, you know, sensitivity in there. Just like, Jesus. Oh, I feel it. Oh.
And then it's, like, two release. Dribbles, and you're like, fuck me.
I know, but it's the best two dribbles ever. It just feels so good.
That it is, my friend. That it is.
Boy, boy,
number
the
eight, avoid vocals. Now, you may think to yourself, why would I want to do that when I could just be in there going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Woke the kids up.
Fuck.
Or you
but
could
the wife
do,
is still asleep.
You could use the distraction method. Wake the kids up. Your right. wife goes in to treat the kids.
And you fucking...
You bust it out like fucking douche, done. She gets back in bed, she's like, why is this all sticky? And you just have a little laugh to yourself, just between you and God. This one's for you.
This one's for you.
That's right.
Let's keep this between us.
That's right.
Just bros here.
Who's got the balls now, bitch?
Right.
Well,
we're
you
both
still
bros.
Do, but you're in
but
semen now.
I can get him back.
Right.
Now you're in my semen.
Although it sometimes is nice to give a nice grunt before ejaculation. Just I know, like, I like to just a nice solid, hoi! Hoi! Hadouken! It's never a good idea during bed masturbation.
Never. If you want to do that, you might want to go take it out into your car, maybe. You can just jerk it at your leisure out there. You can get cum wherever you want. You
right. Maybe if you're in a trailer park, maybe go to your buddy's house
right.
and be like, hey, I gotta jerk it real quick. Hey,
I know you won't notice from the looks of this place.
Though. I know, right? Mind if I rub one out on your dog real quick?
Right.
Is that cool?
Oh, actually, it looks like someone beat me to it.
Fuck,
never mind.
I just need something soft to wrap my dick up in.
Right.
There's nothing soft in my house at all.
No, and nothing warm.
Amazingly enough,
my wife.
She's turned everything to ice. Yeah. There's nothing soft
ice
in this house
queen.
At all.
Nothing.
Her boobs, hard as a rock.
Everything.
You might be done, but this often results in your wife waking up before you can clean up the mess. Mm. You'll wake up with crusties all over your stomach. Or all over hers.
Right.
If you're smart.
Yeah, I just angle it over.
I'm not
going to
jerk off on my stomach. I'm going to be like this fucking...
Point at
it. Fucking 30 degrees to the right, south by southeast. Wait, adjust for wind.
Yep.
All right.
2 degrees north.
Two
all
degrees
right.
north. You sunk my battleship.
Oh.
Oh, what are we kidding? I didn't have a battleship anymore.
Right.
It's more like a little schooner.
It's a life raft at
I
this
know.
Point.
It's a rowboat.
Just fucking with one row left.
I'm going
and
up shit
broken.
Creek with a turn for a paddle.
Yeah.
All right, number nine.
Right.
Try to wipe up your mess with one strong swipe that envelops a large area of the destruction you caused on your stomach.
Try and keep it
balls,
in one area.
If you have them, and perhaps your chest.
Or, Jesus. Can't you just, like, get it on the floor?
I don't know.
You have the covers off you, just fucking point it that way.
Well, when I do it, I try and just get it to where it goes over my head
right.
and hits the wall. And it's all, like, slow-mo, like
right.
I see it, and then I zoom in all, like, Max Payne
style. Are you
style?
Playing a fun game where you make yourself about to come, and then you stop? And then you do it again, and then you stop. So,
tantric?
Right, so to the point where once you do bust it, this fucking
I
shoots
do that
up
all
on the ceiling.
Fucking month.
Yes.
The last day of the month for me, not only is it payday, but it's payday. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Fucking A. You do that too much, though, your head will explode. If you also know what I mean, and I'm not talking about the thinking cap.
No. Wait, which one?
That one.
It depends.
Your penis.
Right.
Right.
Well, they're both my thinking cap.
Your penis. You don't want your wife to wake up and smell the ejaculate. She's like,
why does
no,
it smell
honey,
like bleach here?
I was cleaning.
I was cleaning the
I was
counter.
Cleaning.
Don't worry
it's
about
fine.
It.
Don't worry about it. Go back to bed.
Yeah.
No,
you
I don't
go
want
to work,
sir. Chloroform to sleep, bitch.
If only chloroform was that easy to get a hold of. So
I know,
easy.
Right?
It's not that
I know
easy.
A guy.
Well,
number
you know
10.
A guy, but
well,
these people don't.
Well, they know me.
That's it. We need to start
a
chloroform
a
business.
Done.
How do we make... Let's
done.
Fucking done.
P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 5
helping married couple since 2001.
That's right. Number 10, throw the cleanup device in an inconspicuous area, like up your wife's twat. I mean,
right.
nothing's ever going to go
no,
up there
yeah,
again.
Yeah, she's never going to
so.
Check in there.
I know.
It's the last place
doctor's pulling out, like, what? Like, what is wrong with
how
your
much
twat?
Do you fuck? Like,
she's like, it's not what it looks like. I have no idea. Does that smell like bleach?
Yes. Why is there a gallon of semen in your
weird.
Cunt? That is weird.
You don't want your wife to wake up and smell it. And then number 11, finally, slowly pull the sheets back up and make it sound like you're just adjusting the position of your body. Mm. When I say body, I mean your penis.
Right, but that is my body.
If she did wake up for a short second while you threw your cleanup device, it's essential to calm her nerves by doing pretty much anything she wants.
Right, anything.
Hey, honey, no, do you need some Carmex?
I got some Carmex.
Calm her nerves by pretending that your middle of the night movement had nothing, absolutely nothing to do.
Honey, what are you doing?
I am definitely not jerking off. Definitely not. I'll tell you what I'm not doing.
Yeah,
I'm not jerking off.
I'm not
off.
Masturbating. That's what I'm not doing.
And
what
then,
are you doing?
Wow. So that's that is, well, hell, I hope we
is
helped.
Is that all 11?
Yep, that was it. So that I hope we helped you guys. That's
all of you married couples should be climaxing safely tonight.
And honestly, if you guys are married and you have to do that, get a divorce.
Right.
Because it's not going to get any easier.
You're just going to cheat on her soon if you haven't already.
You will get to an apex where it will start to get easier only because she's gotten so old that she's deaf and she's got Alzheimer's and she just forgets.
And
like,
so do you.
Right.
At that point.
So you're
you just don't care.
What were we doing? And then you just sit there staring at each other, dumping in your pants.
Right.
Right. So that's absolutely fine.
Right.
Today, me and my boyfriend were telling
don't
each other.
Don't you love it when it
I
starts
love it.
Like that?
I love it all the time. We're telling each other secrets. That never ends
that's
well.
That's not
what
good.
What do we say? Don't ask questions.
It's going to be
you don't
want to
know
many,
the answers
so
to.
So, how many people have you had sex with?
Honey,
that's going to be the question.
I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling.
A bunch.
A bunch.
I actually don't know.
Wait, is that good or bad?
What?
Who's telling secrets now?
I couldn't read his lips that time, damn it. Sorry.
Go ahead. So, you were telling secrets.
Was I?
Yeah, you were. You were going to tell me a secret.
Oh, right. We were telling each other secrets, right? Me and my boyfriend.
Right.
No big deal. I told him I've shaved my upper lip. He said, I know. It's prickly when we make out. Fuck my life.
Yes.
Today, I was going to have sex with my Hispanic boyfriend. I'm into those.
No big deal.
I wanted to turn him on, so I asked my friend how to say fuck me in Spanish. She claimed it was pollo frito. I then proceeded to have sex, constantly screaming pollo frito for an hour. I after realized I was screaming fried chicken. Fuck my life.
Fried chicken.
Were you fucking a fried chicken?
Probably.
Just like all up on a bucket of KFC.
No, actually you're probably fucking a fat cow, not... Well, since we're just having this little break here, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, I guess.
Okay.
Well, Matt has his little seizure.
Okay, go pee, Brayden. Go.
Someone throw something at him so he wakes up.
Now just let him ride it out for a minute. I think it'll be good.
It almost looks like the feed died. When he
I know.
Right. How many times have we train wrecked now? 3, 4? I lost count. All right. He's mad. Here it comes.
Today, I went on a date with a guy for the first time. We went to Starbucks and got coffee. We talked for a while, and we were joking and having a good time. Do you know what having a good time is like?
What's that like?
I don't know. I haven't had one of those in quite some time.
No, I was having a good time a minute ago.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Suddenly, he put his hand on my stomach and said, "Soon, this will be plump with my seed. Fuck my life."
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is really creepy.
Today, I was on my way to meet some friends for lunch. As I was parking, one of their cell phones accidentally called mine. As I walked to the restaurant, I listened in as some of my best friends discussed all the things they hate about me. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Today, I was going on a dinner date with a girl I had just met. After I picked her up, I asked her if she would like to get lobster. Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
She looked at me and asked if those were the red ones. Are those the red ones?
Yes, they are.
Confused, I nodded. She replied, "Sorry, I don't eat red meat." I laughed. She was serious. Fuck my life. Today,
I was waitering at the restaurant that I work at when I collected a credit card bill that was worth $120 and a big zero tip line. Angered, I turned to a coworker and said, I knew this asshole wasn't going to tip me. This guy was standing right behind me with $30 in his hand. Fuck my life. Today, I was at IKEA with my parents. I walked away from them, and later I heard the speaker of the store call my name, asking me to come to the playground because my mom and dad were worried. I'm 18. Fuck my life. Today.
Fuck my life.
See, this is how the show would sound if I actually just didn't care about it.
Like other people don't seem to.
But see, I try to care.
Right.
I try my hardest.
How's that working out?
Not so hot.
Why is that?
Because it just doesn't sometimes. You know why?
Why?
Because that's the way the cookie crumbles. Today, I was going on holiday as I was checking in my bags. My wife. I said to the really cute steward, I think I'm overweight. He proceeded to tell me about discounts for customers of larger proportions. I was actually talking about my suitcase being overweight. Fuck my life. And then I sat on him, and he died. And then I ate him. Today, it was really...
I love my life. That's how that one should have ended.
Today, it was really windy and rainy, causing me to trip and knock into a little kid. While still gathering myself, I apologized and patted the kid on its head. Then I see people around me starting to laugh. I turn and look at the kid and discover I've been interacting with a trash can.
Ha ha ha.
Fuck my life. They all look the same to me. Today, I had to give a speech on abstinence to a bunch of teenage boys. And surprisingly, they were paying attention. After they left, I went to the bathroom and saw I had missed a few buttons on my blouse. The boys had a close-up view of my cleavage for 3 hours. Fuck my life. Today, while working at the dinner rush at my job, every single computer, credit card machine, and printer froze for an hour and a half. The reason behind this issue was a large wire ripped from the mainframe, the same wire I tripped over 20 seconds before while my boss watched. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
A couple more. Today, I had a softball team dinner, and I was sitting with a bunch of girls who were talking about how far they've gone with guys. One girl goes, I must be the least experienced one here. I've never even kissed a guy. Surprised, I said, me too, and high-fived her. She was joking. I was not. Fuck my life. Last one for tonight. Today, on my flight to Vegas, I was wishing that a really cute guy would come sit in the seat next to mine. A few minutes later, a really cute guy sat in the seat next to me and even started to talk to me. When I said, I like rugged men, he said, oh yeah, me too. I really like buff guys also. Fuck my life. Thank you. Today's Fuck My Life was brought to you by Danny and her brother. Are you ready to do some news?
I'm ready to start.
Where's my fucking quarter?
That's right.
Here. Oh, wait, I got another one.
Got it.
All right. Right, episode 176. If anyone's still with us, call in the air, please.
Tails.
It is. Tails.
What? I like that.
All right, what do you got for us, episode 176, please?
This one is called Breakup Ignited Daddy's Deadly Rage in Graham.
Really?
And yes. Pierce County. After a heated argument with her husband, Angela Harrison, 35, sped away from their Graham... Hallelujah. Sped away from their Graham area home last week in a black Mustang. She had been gone.
Nice, rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. Yeah.
What the fuck is
that? What's
that
song?
I don't know.
Come on!
It sounds familiar, but I don't know. Someone in the chat knows.
Someone in the chat's gotta know. Show will not continue until someone says what that song's
right,
from.
Right, I'm actually going to the chat, not even looking at the story. Let's go.
Rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow.
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember that?
No.
Vanilla ice, baby.
Oh. See, I knew it. I just didn't know. Right. She had been gone for days when James Harrison decided Friday night that it was time to pursue his wife. He jumped in a car with his
oldest...
Oh,
Big Mouth had it right before it. Right. Okay. Congratulations.
Okay,
point to your side. Right.
Give him a ding.
Go.
He jumped in a car with his oldest daughter, Maxine, 16, who tracked her mother through a cell phone global positioning system.
Nice.
Who the fuck has one of those? Check this shit out.
I knew a dude a while ago, probably like last year, a couple years ago, that put one of those things on his wife's truck because he thought she was cheating around on him and shit. Turns out she was. He followed. He watched it because she said she was going to work, and like he knew on the map thing where her work was.
Yeah,
and she was like over up in here and shit. And he like went to where the little blip was, and it was like this scummy fucking trailer and shit. And she was in there just getting railed by this meth addict.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This was a friend of yours?
Of my life. Well, it was a guy I knew in the game.
Wait,
if
was
you will.
It you?
You might think. No, it was not actually.
All right. Is it anyone I know?
I actually just inject GPS chips in all my bitches beforehand so I don't have to actually get under their cars and plant them.
Right.
Right. ARFID. Great technology.
Do you just put it in their food when they're not looking?
While they're asleep. Yeah, they're tiny. It's like it's an injection, but it's like a TB test thing. Like you wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah, just
instant. Done and done.
All right. They homed in on a convenience store 20 miles away in Auburn, north of the Muckleshoot Casino. James confronted his wife, who was with another man, of course.
Of course.
He wanted her home.
Wait, is his name James Harrison?
Yes.
Are you reading my story, you prick?
What? This is my story.
This one is called Dad Killed Kids Because Wife Was Leaving, sent in to us by 26.
This one is called Breakup Ignited Dad's Deadly Rage and Graham.
Graham Washington?
Yes.
A man who fatally shot his 5 children, killed himself, and just discovered his wife was leaving him for another man, as already said Sunday? Are you fucking kidding me?
That has never happened.
First time. Thanks, 26.
Wow. Because I asked you, I'm like, I got this story. You're like, oh, that's cool.
Well, it's because it was a different headline. I thought it was a weird coincidence that we had two stories about a dude killing all of his kids because of his bitch wife.
Well, if you would have fucking told me you had a story about...
Well, I just assumed that, okay, of course this is happening.
What about the time when I was like, hey, check out the story I have about this dude that killed these 5 kids. You're like, really? That ties in nicely with my story. I wonder why.
I should have just read it.
God.
No one would have fucking noticed.
Yeah, we should. You should have just read it.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine. I got more. It's
whatever.
Cool. Go ahead. Continue.
I can't even
I apologize.
Continue.
Thanks, 26.
That was hilarious. Oh, my God. Okay. So he wanted her home. She said she wasn't coming back. He stormed home, consulted relatives, and calmed down. Whoa.
Right.
Maxine went to bed about 11 p.m. with her 4 young siblings. She sent a classmate a text message.
Did he
message.
Get the sock under her pillow?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
Well, his wife just took off, remember?
Oh, right.
He can actually jerk
it wherever when she's gone.
He made sure to grab his balls before she left.
Right.
So
okay.
It's cool.
Well, that's good then.
She sent a classmate a text message from her cell phone. I'm tired of crying. I'm going to bed. Aww. This is the...
You're going to wake up crying anyway.
No, this is the 16-year-old daughter.
Right.
So,
I mean, you're going to...
Right, you're going to wake up with 2 black eyes, probably.
Probably.
Within hours, James Harrison, 34, grabbed a rifle and shot each child multiple times.
That's anger.
That is
anger. It only takes one, and in this economy, who has money to blow on bullets?
That is a 16-year late abortion, actually.
Fucking done and done. He listened to the jam hole. He's like, hey guys, this one's for you.
4 were found in bed. One of the girls died in the bathroom after a violent struggle. Armed with a second rifle, he returned to Auburn on Saturday
He just
morning.
Rolled in there like the Punisher.
Just fucking,
like, you've been sinning, fucking dish,
except he's
this
going
one's
after.
For my balls,
right.
Dish. Fuck yeah.
This is for the past 30 years I've wasted being married to you.
Yeah, this All right. is for trying to... Oh, that's beautiful.
He returned to Auburn.
I'd pay a mil to have been able to witness that.
Oh, man. What would you rather see? Those five kids being killed or him killing
Okay, I'd pay a mil to be in the basement and have cameras in each of the rooms and just sit there with the wall, just like popcorn,
yes.
feet up, just fucking chilling it.
And it would be streaming live Smoking on thejamhole.com/live video.
Absolutely.
Right.
Wouldn't
where it
have
should.
It any other way.
Well, yeah, what else?
Duh.
I totally lost my Go. Spot. Okay, he returned to Auburn on Saturday morning, perhaps in hopes of finding his wife, perhaps to kill again. Who
perhaps.
Knows? Instead, sitting inside his running SUV, he turned the rifle
perhaps
on himself.
Perhaps he left his gold watch that perhaps. His father gave him and smuggled up his ass for 5 years.
Right.
And then his
that,
friend.
That's
for-
sentimental.
Yeah,
that had
doesn't even tell
volume.
Time anymore, but
no,
it's important.
But
to me.
It was given to me by someone.
It was a present.
It was. So he turned the rifle on himself.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
see, off, that's fine.
That's a tough place to be.
Right.
You know?
Well, he made one mistake. He didn't kill his wife first. He should have killed the kids, killed his wife, then killed himself.
Well, cause was she there?
Well, he should have gone and found her. He had a fucking tracking device.
I know! Like,
obviously, he's like, oh, where'd she go? Oh, right.
I forgot. I GPS tracked
right.
that bitch.
Right, duh. It's right there. Of course.
God.
His body was discovered about 8 a.m. by children playing in the area. How awesome would that be, to be a kid and discovering a body? Wait, this is what real life looks like, kids.
That's right. It's not all fucking candy
no.
canes and bunny
just,
rabbits.
Just wait till you get older.
Actually, it doesn't get much better than this.
This is actually
all downhill from here.
Right, but. Like, he's at the high point of his life right now.
Yes.
The father's final hours and the circumstances behind the slaying of his five children are based on interviews with officials from the Pierce County Sheriff's
Department.
Oh, let's
see, that he had five children?
Yeah.
So that's enough
and a
for
fucking
me.
Bitch wife
and
cheating
a bitch
on him?
Wife. That
it
is
wouldn't
more
give him
than
his fucking balls back?
Done. That's more
Done.
Than enough for me.
The State Department of Social Health Services and dozens of relatives, neighbors, and friends. Authorities continue to...
No.
Authorities
wrong friends.
Wrong one, for sure.
Right.
Authorities continue to unravel the layers of troubled marriage between a former store clerk and a casino security guard.
Oh, did they live in a trailer court?
I would imagine.
Of
whose
course.
Home was littered with toys... On the outside, but inside, through
Toys
the reed-thin walls of a 1,152-square-foot double-wide trailer.
Oh yeah! Woo!
Neighbors said they could not help but overhear furious arguments.
Of course you couldn't, because your trailer's right next
and
to
you
it!
You have those yeah! thin walls! Well, they just described the reed-thin walls, so obviously they could hear them.
That's not reed, that's paper.
Oh, right. That's even
construction paper.
Construction paper.
Particle board.
That's even worse. That's
I
so
know.
Cheap.
They're building good,
How
man.
Cheap is that fucking trailer?
I don't know. Was that one made in China?
Probably. It's full of lead, actually.
Yes.
And asbestos. Enjoy that.
That's all. And you enjoy
You
that.
And your five... Oh, wait. They're dead. Never mind. Sheriff deputies have not officially released the names of the family, although relatives identified the couple and their children, Maxine 16, a 10th grader at... Ording High School, Jamie 14 in 8th grade, Samantha 12 in 7th grade, and Heather 8 and James 7. I like how, like, we're not going to release any of their names,
all,
but here they are.
Were they all 9 months after his birthday?
I hope so. The children were killed at close range, which may explain why neighbors did not hear shots, said Pierce County Sheriff's spokesman.
Were they all the same color as him?
Does not say.
I would be interested to
Wait,
see pictures of these children.
Right.
Or a DNA test. I'm not picky.
Either one would
Just
be fine.
For my own curiosity. My own morbid curiosity.
The theory is he went back to find her, Troyer said, of James Harrison. Said, what?
What?
That of James Harrison.
But
whatever.
Scratcher!
Who killed himself.
But Scratcher!
Who killed himself near the convenience store where he had confronted his wife the previous night. I think he
right.
realized the gravity of what he did and shot himself.
Man,
he's
was
like,
so close. He was there.
I know.
She was looking at, she gave him that guilty look, I bet. And he's like, I know.
I did bad.
He should have, though.
Here's my balls. I'm sorry.
Because of the economy and because he went greedy, putting two in each of the kids, whereas
right.
it would only have taken one to kill him, he had one shot left.
Mm-hmm.
She was
he's
there.
Like,
she's probably like, you're probably thinking to yourself, did you fire five or did you fire six? Well, do you feel lucky, punk? well, do ya? And he's like, no, I don't. I've been married to your bitch ass for 30 years. Fucking...
Yeah, I won't take my chances.
And that's it for this story.
Yes, it is, actually.
All right, that is a fantastic story. Well, keeping on the topic of stupid kids and their even dumber parents, this one is called Drunk Mom, Breastfed Son While Driving. A woman pulled over after almost crashing into a police car while breastfeeding her infant son was too drunk to submit to a breath test, police
say. That baby is probably drunk as fuck,
that
too.
Song Too Drunk to Fuck.
Yeah.
Too drunk to fuck.
I'm
right.
Too drunk to breastfeed.
Too drunk to blow. Like, you have to blow in a thing.
She's like,
I don't know how.
I can't.
I don't drink, but I've been drunk. And, like, I could blow into stuff.
No, she just couldn't even get it into her fucking mouth.
You're the cop.
Probably. Where is
Put it in her fucking mouth, dude. Fuck.
You know where to stick it?
And, of course, like, these are the kind of people that I'm talking about. Like, seriously, I don't like kids, but that's fine. If you're gonna have them, you're gonna have them. I don't have a problem with people in stable homes
right.
that make enough money to support their kids that aren't gonna... I have the problem with the parents that both of them have to work, so they leave their kid with the daycare worker. Because mm-hmm. then that skeezy fucking daycare worker is raising your kids, not
right.
you. I have a problem when I see you running stop signs to get to the daycare in time because you don't want to pay that extra $10 for the next hour, and then you're at the casino gambling the rest of your money away. That's what I have the problem with. If you had enough money to where your husband could be at work and you were at home raising the kid like my mom did, like your mom did, that would be fine. Mm-hmm. But that's not how it goes around here. And that's where I have the fucking problem.
Yeah, if you can have a kid and actually support them and raise them so they don't grow up to be a piece of shit, that's fine.
And I also, though, if you can handle it and support it, fine. You do need to stop at one or two. Two at the most. Like, seriously, come on. For a while, at least.
At least.
The Alice Springs woman, who is 19, of course, and if our law would have been enacted that if you are under 25 and you have a kid, you are both killed as well as your whole family line.
But
this would not have happened.
If you have an abortion before the kid is born, that is okay. You can get pregnant and have an abortion, and you don't have to be killed.
All right.
Right.
Right. She was arrested in the
central... The wave's not so fun with two people.
No, it's more of a pong game.
Right.
An awful pong game. 19 was arrested in the central Australian town about 7 p.m. on Saturday when she allegedly, not saying she didn't, but she probably did.
Probably.
Drove her Holden wagon from the car park of the Gap View Hotel, where she probably lived,
right.
into the path of a patrol car. They pulled her over a short distance along Gap Road and allegedly found her breastfeeding the boy at the wheel. Mm. Talk about don't drink and drive. Come on. Northern Territory.
And that baby actually was drinking and driving.
He was.
Kind of. That
Give
baby
him
was
a
probably.
DUI.
Seriously. Two DUIs.
Does that go through the breast milk, though?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Does it?
That's why you're not even supposed to drink while you're breastfeeding.
Well, no, I didn't know. I knew you weren't supposed to drink while the
pregnant.
Child is in your womb.
Right. But
obviously.
No, if you're breastfeeding, it goes through. I mean,
well,
it's
I
in your
it was
blood.
Just in the
so.
Blood. You're not breastfeeding blood, it's milk.
Yeah, but it.
Milk comes from cows.
It's your,
which is what your wife is like.
Come on.
It's your lymph nodes. It stores in your lymph nodes, and it goes through in the breast milk and shit.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How do you know?
She's a girl.
Because I'm a chick.
Yeah.
So? We take
she knows
classes
about
on this and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. She knows.
Yeah, I had to take classes on that
I've been like,
in high
I don't
school.
Need that. I'll be in study hall.
Right.
Thanks. I'm
sleeping.
Good.
I didn't say I passed the class. I'm saying I had to take it.
I caught that part.
Like, wait, I'm not supposed to drop. Oh, shit.
Fine.
Can I get another one of these? Northern Territory Police spokeswoman said the woman was unable to provide a breath sample to police at the scene when asked to do so.
I'm
the
all
cop
out.
Was like, hey, can you just blow into this? And she's like,
No.
The baby can. No, whoa.
Wait.
I know this is Australia, but whoa. That's some effed up junk. Quote, she failed to blow into the breathalyzer, which shows you how drunk she was.
Hmm.
No, I think
no,
the part
actually,
where she was driving while breastfeeding and almost hit a cop car kind of showed us how drunk she was.
Yeah, that kind of gave
this
it
is
away.
Just poor hand-eye coordination. She couldn't do that sober.
No. She's stupid, actually.
Yes, the woman was charged with failing to provide a breath sample, a breast sample.
A breast, yes.
Right, a charge that in the NT is considered a serious offense, assuming automatically the person had a high-range blood alcohol concentration in their system of a down
right.
without the need for further evidence. Dilated, right. Additionally, she was charged with driving while disqualified. Yeah. Pole position, you ever play that game?
No.
Oh, it's a racing game.
Sorry.
You get disqualified if you... Right, never right. mind.
I'm sorry. I just killed it for you.
Thank you. driving an unregistered and uninsured motor vehicle, of course.
Oh, just why to add you... to that.
Of course.
Of course.
Failing
it's probably
to give...
not even her car.
I stole it. I just
Actually,
found it's my baby daddy's.
Yeah. Wait, this whose car? I don't even know.
I don't even know who my baby daddy is.
Wait, are you a cop? Let me see your badge.
Is this
number.
My baby?
Wait, who's...
I'm not even giving breast milk. Fuck.
What?
No, it's like two
kids.
Bottles of Jack just fucking pouring out. failing to give way and driving with a child under 12 months old who was unrestrained.
Wow.
Put a leash on them bitches.
Gotta put leashes on them.
NT Police Superintendent James Chalker said he was horrified by the report. Quote, "It is unimaginable that a mother could be so callous in her disregard for the safety of her child,"
is it
he
really?
Said in a statement. And then he realized he was in Australia.
Right.
And that is totally imaginable.
Well, it's imaginable everywhere. He
right.
realized that he was living in reality.
In Australia.
Right. And he's right. like, all right, this is the real world.
Quote, "As if it weren't bad enough to be so drunk behind the wheel that you almost run into a police car, it defies belief that she had no concept that her actions could have chilled her child."
Hey, two birds, one stone.
On ice.
Two birds, chillin'. One stone.
Chilling. Why is your kid blue? Because he's chilling.
He's chilled to the
Quote,
bone.
Quote, "I find it increasingly frustrating that people show so little responsibility for their actions. You and me both. Holla."
Holla.
2406-204-4687. Holla.
If you holla back, we holla black.
We holla black. But this is without a doubt one of the most stupid and reckless women I've come across.
I don't know. I've right. come across some.
Quote, "People must take..."
I've come across some pretty right, reckless
that,
women.
Yes. I've right. come across some stupid women.
Right.
Tell you what. Quote, "People must take responsibility for their loved ones when they are clearly unable to make rational decisions for their own safety." She said, quote, "I did not love this baby." He said, quote, "Well then, never mind." And that is it for that story, absolutely.
Never mind.
What's the time?
An hour please? And 30 minutes.
All right, read one. I'll read one. We'll get the fuck out.
All right, this one is called HIV Positive Man Killed with Hatred.
Hatred?
Hatred. He wasn't just killed. He was killed
hatred
with
hatred. Hatred is a double-edged sword, my friend.
Yeah, it is. When he wasn't busy fornicating them to death, Johnson Aziga must have hated women. Alternatively, the former Ontario civil servant was entirely indifferent to females.
Hey!
Without feeling or conscious, as he was introduced, a silent killer cloaked in lust
silent
into
but
their
deadly.
Lives. Yes. So, well, the AIDS virus is kind of silent but deadly, I guess.
I thought you were talking about farting.
No, I was talking about killing people with AIDS.
I was talking about farting.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Right. Dishonest and duplicitous, thinking only of his immediate sexual
Whoa,
gratification.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice pronounce.
Got
nice
right.
pronunciation.
It's pronunciation. The 52-year-old unknowingly and intentionally exposed his unsuspecting lovers to the HIV virus right up until the morning of his arrest on August 30th.
You know what that means?
What?
Everyone's got AIDS!
AIDS! AIDS! AIDS! AIDS! AIDS!
AIDS! AIDS! AIDS! AIDS! Fucking AIDS. Right.
He cut a wide swath with his penis. His penis.
He's just cutting them down?
Just fucking cutting bitches with his meat sword.
His penis?
No, he's cutting bitches in half with his meat
with
sword.
With his penis.
Right. His meat sword.
Right.
As I like to
his
call
plus
it.
Plus five enchanted meat sword of justice.
Of just the meat
yes.
sword of a thousand truths,
yes.
you could say. On Saturday, after deliberating for 3 days, a Hamilton jury found Aziga guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder, 10 accounts of aggravated sexual assault, and 1 account of attempted aggravated sexual assault.
Right. Aggravated, just because
he was
fucking pissed.
Yeah, it was done with hatred is why. It was a historic verdict, the first time in Canada, anywhere in the world, as far as the prosecution is aware, that a criminal case involving the reckless transmission of HIV is resulted in a murder conviction. No, I've really? Totally heard about this tons of times.
That was those bug chasers, I think.
What?
That were going around trying to catch AIDS. The bug chasers?
I remember hearing about people who got AIDS, like, a long time ago. At least one dude. I think it was in, like, Texas or something.
Oh, yeah, but that was different. They weren't actually having sex. They were putting needles that had AIDS on it, like, in payphone slots where you'd reach in to get the coin.
Right.
And you'd get pricked by it, and then you would probably get the AIDS.
That is fucked up, Joe.
The hivy.
The hiv.
The hivster.
Right. Trying to be cool here. Two of those women subsequently died from AIDS-related lymphoma. Their videotaped testimony, given shortly before they passed away, played for the jury. Five other women have tested positive for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Does it really?
No,
holy shit.
That's not that one.
Oh, my bad. Well, I guess they better check their facts then. Four more women have tested negative, but it's still aggravated sexual assault because, as the Crown successfully argued...
Because he raped
them. Right, because his intention was to give them AIDS.
Really, though?
Yeah.
How can they prove intention? Unless he did... I
think
AIDS.
He pleaded guilty to
Well,
it.
That was his fault. That's he should have went with the Chewbacca defense.
Right.
That's what I would have done.
Chewbacca, he's a Wookiee, all
right?
Right. He's
AIDS, not a Wookiee.
Not a Wookiee.
AIDS does not actually infect Wookiees.
Right.
So...
Hence, he's not guilty.
Not guilty.
All right.
Wow. Not
Boom.
Guilty.
That's It's that easy,
It's the
really.
Most amazing defense.
It is the best defense.
You cannot argue that.
That's why only the best lawyers use
That's
it.
That's right. 9 out of 10 rapists agree. Chewbacca defense, aces.
Aces. The Crown has argued valid consent cannot be given when information about a partner's diagnosed HIV positive status has not been withheld. Right. He had sex with them without telling them he had AIDS. That makes it... Yeah, aggravated assault.
Don't ask, don't tell, right?
Well, but if you have AIDS, which is something that can kill them, you legally have to tell the person you're having sex with.
Hey, I have a big dick, and that is something that could kill you.
Right.
Do I have to be like, hey, this might actually kill you? Like, you're kind of ruining my chances of getting some here.
Be a good heads up.
I know, right?
Yeah,
right?
Let you know.
But... Let help a brother out here. Antichristos brings up a good point. He says, I would hate to be that cum stains lawyer. It's like all these people that go into, you know, the defense trade of some sorts. It's like they know going into this that they're going, you're not representing the people that are on the good side.
Right, not always.
Well, no, if you go into defense lawyer,
the defense part.
Right, like say the court appointed attorney. Generally, you're representing people that have done fucked up junk, and that's why they can't afford a real lawyer, and you have to do that. So, like,
how would you do that?
I cannot understand that.
Yeah, you have to just completely be biased.
You have all the evidence. You're like, I know you're fucking guilty beyond
but
a reasonable...
how am I going to lie my ass off and make sure you don't go to jail? Just so
but
I still have a job.
That's what I'm saying, though. Why would you, in your right mind, want to even keep that person out of jail? I'd be like, Your Honor,
I
he's a piece of shit. Give him the chair.
Right. Kill
like,
him
you
right
are
now.
The worst lawyer ever.
Yeah, you. That's actually not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't fucking know how you would do that.
I don't either. There is no obligation legally and morally... Oh, there is an obligation legally and morally to disclose, like I was saying. Aziga did not tell and further denied it when he directly quizzed by girlfriends who were persuaded to cease using condoms.
Yes, call your live on the Jumbo Holler.
Holla.
Hi.
Talk.
And call ended. Fantastic.
Cool.
Who is the retard calling in from the unknown
number? Someone that
number.
Doesn't know how to use a phone.
Right.
All the while, Aziga was...
Hold on. Google how to use a phone
and then
figure that out.
Right.
And then call back if you have something to say. If not, quit doing that because you're fucking stupid.
So all the while, Aziga was receiving antiretroviral therapy to control the advance of his illness. Early detection is crucial for the treatment of HIV.
Do you know how hard it is to get laid when you're just breaking out with the HIV?
Yeah,
like
it's not
you got to keep that shit under control.
Right, you got to keep it under wraps.
Fucking A.
Modern drugs now extremely effective as intervention, such that the virus is no longer a looming death sentence. Which this guy is getting anyway, so.
Right. Aziga
never gave his many lovers that benefit. He, however, appears perfectly healthy, continuing his drug regimen through the nearly 6 years thus far spent in custody.
Of course.
Now he will likely die in prison. Why don't you just fucking kill
him? Now,
just fucking kill him.
Let me ask you this. If he's in prison and all the guys, like, roll in there and they're like, we're about to run a train on you, is it his moral obligation to be like, yo, I wouldn't do that if I were you because you might get AIDS?
I think...
Or would you just let him do it?
No, I think everyone in the prison knows that that dude has AIDS. Like, they make sure...
How would you know?
Well, the people that work there obviously probably make sure of that. Or they just don't care, and they're like,
hey,
oh, these people are in jail anyway, and they're not getting out, so they can fuck all they want and get AIDS. Who cares?
When it's shower time, maybe stay away from this one, because he's hot, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. He's a hot one.
Right.
He's flaming. Yeah.
Now, is that for that story?
Pretty much. Now he will likely die in prison. First-degree murder means a mandatory life sentence with no parole.
And why
for
are
25
we keep,
years.
Why are we keeping him alive in prison?
I don't know. Fucking shoot him. He has our tax money is going to pay for his AIDS medication on top of him being in jail.
I say put him in his own little box.
Right.
No AIDS medication.
None.
Let his body work it out.
Yeah.
Hey, work that shit out.
How's that immune system work? Oh, it's not.
And then, like, every now and then I'd be like, okay, everyone that has a cold, come this way.
Right.
Everyone that has anything else, come over here. And then, like,
and sneeze.
We have a little hole with some screens in it. Like, as we walk by, just a little...
If you have to sneeze, go ahead.
A little test cough, if you will.
Go ahead
and
spit in
there. See if she's still sleeping or not. That's
all. Maybe spit on her.
Maybe if you guys have any cuts or whatever.
Right.
Right. So is that it for that story?
That's it for that story.
All right. This one is called Woman with Beer Can in Hand Starts Brawl at Wake.
Yes.
This one comes out of Magnolia, Arkansas.
Arkansas, of course. Why is it?
What?
It's always banjo music.
Because that's, I don't know.
I don't know. In the Spoons. They play Spoons and play banjo.
They play anything they can fucking find laying around.
Right, they're a junkyard.
I'd play fucking Dead Baby if I found one laying around. I'd go,
I play that all the time.
Right. Sheriff's deputy said Texas woman started a brawl at a wake in Arkansas when she arrived with a beer can in her hand.
She arrived at the wake.
Right.
The,
so, like, you go to a funeral, Pabst.
Right. Pabst fucking
I'm ready
Jamie's.
To grieve.
Let's do this. I'm ready to get some tears out.
Banjo,
fucking,
let's fucking go.
Let's go.
I got my spoons.
Ready.
I'm ready. The woman, 52, faces a third-degree domestic battery charges, as does another woman, 46, over the March 29th fight. Deputy said the first woman arrived at the Christie's Chapel Church with a beer can in hand and that she refused to leave.
That's a good start.
Like,
go to
I'm
a church.
I'm in the will.
It's my money.
I love you.
I fucking love you.
The first woman then allegedly grabbed a man by the face, leaving scratch...
by the face.
Fucking... leaving scratch marks on his lower right cheek and causing him to bleed. The man's mother then allegedly slapped the woman and kicked another woman in the chest.
Yes.
Just like...
in the boobies.
Fucking dude.
Fucking
dude. Just laying him down. That's how they do it.
Wait, is that Bruce Lee?
That's called an Arkansas wake.
Right.
Right. The sheriff's report claimed the woman with the beer became passively aggressive with deputies and said that no backwood country cop was going to take her to jail. Hey.
I reckon.
Hey.
Hey. Give me a beer.
No backwood country cop is going to take me to jail. And that's it for that story.
Wow,
that's
short
just,
and sweet.
I know, it's just amazing that, like, this is a time of grieving. We've lost a loved one.
So what else is there to do?
I'm here to fight!
Woo!
And get drunk!
Woo!
That's so awesome. Alright, I want to read a few Fuck My Lives here to make up for earlier. Everyone apologizes for that.
I'm sorry.
For
I know
all
you
of
are.
Us. I know.
I am sorry.
All right. What's today? Monday?
Yeah.
Right. Two more shows until our New York trip.
Well,
April
3,
13th.
Actually. Because we're going to do one on Sunday.
Maybe.
Monday. That is actually backwards. Wow.
It's a little trick I learned.
Yeah, fucking like 180 flip. Microphone right. Flip. Cool.
So yeah, there'll be a Wednesday show, Friday show, possibly a Sunday show, and then we're on our way to New York. Once we get there, we'll do a couple live shows there. Not sure how it's going to sound, because we're not bringing all this equipment there. So yeah, since nobody was like, hey, here's $10 for your trip.
Right.
Good luck.
I know you guys are going to need it.
Right.
Rough
so
times.
We're hitchhiking there, so right. We can only bring a certain amount of stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
We'll be there in a couple weeks late.
Right. So yeah, other than that, thejamal.com/vote. It's a new month. Give us a vote on Pod Crap Alley. Get us up there. We're number 23 in comedy right now, which isn't too bad out of, what, a few thousand?
Yeah, but
shitty, awful podcasts.
We only have like 6 votes,
hey,
and we're at 23.
Sometimes 6 is all you need.
No, we need more than that.
Well, that would be nice.
Right.
If every one of our forums members voted, we'd be good to go.
We'd be number one, probably.
So, right. You still have time to go to thejamal.com/donate, get your t-shirts before we go down there. We got a bunch of stickers, P.O. Box 3652, Calispell, Montana, 5903. Send us an envelope with $5 in it or something like that, whatever the fuck. You vote at thejamal.com/vote. You just throw your email address in there, and then it'll send you an email. You verify it, and then that gives us an extra vote. And
you
all
can
we
also
need,
leave a comment if you want.
Right, leave a comment. Tell them how awesome you think we are or how much we suck, either or, whatever. I done caring.
But if you want to tell us we suck, I believe you have to vote for us. So
right.
You go
can,
ahead and do that.
You can at least do that. Thejamhole.com/forums. That's our forums message board community Facebook, MySpace thing, thejamhole.com/YouTube/Twitter/MySpace. We got all that shit. It's all on thejamhole.com. Check out the new About Us page I made. I think it's very pretty. Also, check out annasnewyork.com. It's a website I made for the pizza place me and Braden work at. It's good stuff. Got the online menus there.
Delicious.
Please don't call and order anything if you don't live here in Kalispell.
Right.
I would appreciate that.
That would be awesome.
Also, right on. Suspect says we got his vote. Good.
Cool.
Glad to have you on board. If you guys are anywhere in New York, we'll be there April 13th through the 20th. April 19th is Danny's birthday. Tomorrow
is my birthday.
Is Braden's birthday.
It is. So I'm not doing anything.
If you guys do want to give him a little present, go to thejamhole.com/donate. Kick us some cash. We'll send you a t-shirt. Braden will have money to pay me back with for his plane ticket. Good?
Pay your mom back.
That's what I meant. All right.
What I meant.
Other than that, yeah, everything's on thejamhole.com. Stumble accounts, Twitters, and twats, and tweets, and whatever the fuck. So, yeah, we'll see you guys Wednesday, probably around 10 or 11 p.m. Goodbye.
Holla.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jamhole.com.